This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that, listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100, logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
All right, yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to start off with something, you know, Austin Matthews again. I think he's going to hit 70 goals, okay? Did I tell you that his nickname is Big Cactus?
No, why is his name Big Cactus?
Because he grew up in Phoenix, and his favorite player in baseball was Big Poppy.
Really? Austin Matthews grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, and he's probably the best U.S.-born player, right?
Yeah. So,
and bro, he was at the game. Listen to this. I was reading that he was at the game. Listen to this. When it was Washington versus the Coyotes, obviously lived in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
He was like 8 or 10 years old, something like that. Bro, he witnessed Ovechkin's, remember that, the goal where he like fucking, he was lying on his back and turning and he scored?
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
One of the best goals ever, where he's like spinning and backhands it in a weird position. And I remember Gretzky was there too. I don't know for what. Maybe they were giving an award or some shit. But anyways, Austin Matthew looks like he's going to be hitting 70 goals. In basketball, you saw what...
Well, let me do it real quick. My Golden Knight made two great trades. They got one of the best defensemen in the league. This guy from, what do you call it? This guy's name is Hanifin, I guess his name is from Calgary.
Yep.
He's one of the better defensive league, and they got this guy, they got the guy from Washington, I think of Monsons, I forget the guy's name, but they picked up two guys that people were trying to get, and the Knights got him. So, but we got a lot of injuries again, so it's like we're stuck in no man's land right now. It's supposed to be that.
My Celtics got beat by Cleveland the other day. They were 22 points up with no fucking, what's this guy's name that's hurt?
Donovan Mitchell was out.
Donovan Mitchell. And there was one more guy that was missing. I forgot his name. Like two of their best players.
Right.
I think the Celtics, you know, weren't up for this game and didn't give a shit. And they came back and beat them. But on Sunday, they destroyed
beat him by 50 something points.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, when they interviewed Jaylen Brown halftime, they were like, yeah, we don't forget what happened the last time we met him on our court, you know, which was the, what was this? Probably 2022, I want to say. Remember when they beat him in Boston?
Yeah, it would have been last year because they do home and home every year with everybody.
So, Yeah, at the end, Steve Kerr ended up sitting down Curry, Thompson, and Draymond. Was it 2022? I'm trying to remember.
It had to be that they play each other home and away every year. So it would have been last year, whatever. Maybe this year, I don't know. But they got beat by me. But that's I want to make a point. The Celtics are a team like that. They're in spots where really good teams are supposed to get revenge, or like where they're up, they play well. So what happened here was, this is your classic. They got it by 22 on Cleveland because that's what they're doing. Bro, they're just demolishing everybody to play for that. Even if guys are hurt, like Porzingis will be out, somebody will pick up the slack, right? But they on deck, as we're recording this, look who they had to play on the like, they're at Cleveland, day off, and then look who they're playing tonight.
Denver.
Against Denver, the NBA champions. And everybody. So you know they're up 22. They're looking ahead.
Right.
You know, we got Denver on deck. So, right. And all of a sudden, you know, because like all it takes is one or two hot shooters.
Yeah, that Wade guy just went off in the fourth.
He could just shoot you back into a game. Right. You know, it's funny because Kevin Nash talked to me about this one time. Like, we were talking about why basketball is not so much as the easiest game to fix, but it's if like you get lazy on defense and give a shooter that extra 6 to 8 inches that he needs to like for a clean shot.
Yeah, they'll kill you.
It'll kill you, right, especially at that level. But
right.
So it's interesting too because I made a pretty decent sized bet yesterday. Because Golden State got annihilated. They're a proud team with a good coach, a lot of veteran players that have rings. And they came home coming off a 50-point blowout loss. They were playing Milwaukee. I was like, there's no way they're going to lose this game. Right. There's like the perfect spot. And they end up beating Milwaukee by 25 points. And Milwaukee been one of the hotter teams in the league. And it's funny, too, because like everybody got on Doc Rivers when they, you know, because they were like, 35-13 or something. They were the third or fourth best record in the league, and they fired the coach. Right. Remember Milwaukee? Okay. And everybody's wondering why they fired
the coach. Their defense wasn't any good.
So now all of a sudden they bring in Doc Rivers. First four or five games, they're having trouble. You got a new coach or changing, but
now
Doc Rivers, you got it right. They're the number one rated defense over the past six games in the NBA, which is right. So that's a team that's going to be giving Boston fits if they have to play a seven-game schedule because, you know, you're going to have to play the best defensive team in the league, basically. So that should be. That's making the Eastern Conference more interesting because if Embiid doesn't come back or doesn't come back healthy, it's just a two-team.
It's a two-man race, yeah.
Yeah, it's a two-team.
But so now that I'm remembering, it was 2022 because I remember they beat the Nets, and this is when they had like Durant and fucking Kyrie Irving and Seth Curry, and they were like preseason favorites to win it all, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to go face the Bucks. Who had won the championship before when Giannis was the MVP, and they were down 3-2, beat them. Then they had to go and face Miami. You know, they were down with them 2-1. They won the first game against the Golden State Warriors, and then fucking Curry just went nuts and beat us almost by himself. So that's why they got that 50-point ass whooping. And it was funny because even Curry said, we used to beat teams like this. Now it's Boston.
Right. This could be the last hurrah. Like this playoffs coming up for Golden State.
Yes.
Because they're in the end game playoff conversation. You know, they'll probably get in the playoff.
Who'd they beat last night? Was it the Lakers?
Milwaukee. Right.
Curry went off. Thompson finally getting back to form. Kuminga's a good player. They got a good little core.
If Klay Thompson can dial up old Klay Thompson right. going into the playoffs. Right. They have a shot, but right now they don't even start.
But he's coming off the bench.
But he's had a couple games. He's had games where he came off the bench at 35 points one time. He had like 7-2. You know? So this guy, he's still got his bag of cheeks. He still may be able to pull the rabbit out of the hat, like Golden State this year. Like that could be a team if they gel again. Could be interesting to watch.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year, and you know you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySubs.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySupps.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySupps.com, and don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySupps.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess, or like if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
And, cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
What else, Jay? I want to talk about this real quick about this in baseball. Bro, I didn't realize, did we talk about Yamamoto on the Dodgers?
No, but I know he's great.
Okay, so they got Ohtani, right? This is how, I didn't realize this. This is how good Yamamoto is. Yamamoto might be a bigger pickup than Ohtani was, right?
Right.
Oh, they did a survey recently.
Yeah, in Japan, he was lights out.
Bro, not even this. Not only was he the three years in a row, the Cy Young winner.
Right.
3 years in a row, he was a Cy Young winner, and the league MVP.
Right. Yeah.
This is the best player from Japanese baseball the last 3 years. And the Dodgers got him and Ohtani now, which makes me hate them even that much more. Yeah, me it's too. So gross, right? Where do they find the money? They spent a billion, bro. They've got $1 billion set aside for these two guys for the next however many years since they signed them.
It's sickening, and they're my division. And something that might have something to do with you, Disco, that meaning the Atlanta Falcons, bro. Mm-hmm. In one of the worst trades ever. You know, Denver got two mediocre years from Russ, right? Mm-hmm. From Russ Wilson. Now they owe him $85 million.
Woo!
Yep. Okay. The Steelers are saying they're not interested in signing Russell, which is wild because, or anybody else, which is weird because you've got Kirk Cousins out there, and Kirk Cousins probably had the best season of his career before he tore his Achilles. Baker Mayfield, who definitely had the best year of his career. And they're sticking with this guy, you know, Pickett. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are saying he might go to Atlanta. What do you think?
It's funny because these guys on the Pat McAfee show,
right?
They had Mike Florio on, and they had a story that Kyle Pitts and Kirk Cousins is already looking for schools and homes in Atlanta for his kids.
Really?
Schools for kids.
Wow.
Well, this is the report.
Right.
Then they reported that there was a story going around that they were arguing. He was already talking to Kyle Pitts about who gets to wear number 8. Kyle Pitts posted the clip of the show with the thing. It's like, where do y'all get all this? You guys don't make up anything. Basically saying Kyle Pitts, well, what are you guys talking about? This has not happened. I've not talked about, I've even spoken to Kirk Cousins, right? But they're reporting it. So it's typical media in these things, I guess. Just so,
you know, Disco, since we made our move this week to Believe Network, right?
Oh, bro, no, get a load of this. Conan, there's a Believe podcast on almost every sports team.
Yeah, it's what I was just put up on. Podcast. I just put up on the screen. There's your Falcons podcast is right there.
Yeah, they got Celtics. They got almost everything. Yep. local podcast, which is interesting. You'd probably like the Celtics. So what else you got? Bro, what's going on with Ryan Garcia?
Well, his wife is saying, or ex-wife or a girlfriend, whatever, saying there's something wrong with him. And it does seem like there's something wrong with him. I saw him in that press conference with Haney. Who's the guy that he's fighting next?
Devin Haney.
Where, you know, the whole time he's going, like, he's just looks like he's a cokehead. You know what I'm saying? And he was just saying stupid shit. You know, something may be wrong with him.
Well, he was in a Twitter Spaces recently with Andrew Tate and a bunch of people.
Right.
And he was talking about there was elites when he was younger made him watch underage girls getting their. And he said he was when he was 2 years old.
Okay.
And he's like, bro, he's like this is an unhinged conspiracy theorist on like the most extreme conspiracy, like all the QAnon stuff.
Right.
And he's like, he's got tweets, like all these weird tweets about like the guy's like he's a meth head or something.
What a shame, bro. That guy had it all.
Well, he still may if he's got probably, you know, because Tony, maybe the guy skips it as his bipolar and doesn't take meds.
If you remember, I don't know if you remember, he used to talk after his matches about having mental health issues and retired for a while to deal with that.
Ryan Garcia did?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. How old is the kid?
Very young.
Really? Yeah. So he's got mental health problems, which is kind of.
A lot of guys do. Right? The guy from Philadelphia, Danny Garcia, has mental health problems, and he talks about him.
Ryan Garcia is 25 years old.
Yeah, he's young, man. Wow. Yeah. But let me tell you something.
Kid, very, very articulate. Witty.
It just makes you very uncomfortable when you're talking about somebody that has mental problems, okay? And they're in a business where you're facing a lot of, you know, head trauma.
Right.
And it just doesn't seem like it's a great mix, you know, for somebody with mental health issues to be like fighting for a living like this. And I don't know what the head trauma, what you can do to, would it mess you up even more? Would it just to send you?
Not only that, I don't know. Imagine he had an amateur career. So all those blows to the head there too, so it's a shame, man. I hope somebody helps him out and he gets rehab and he gets the help that he needs because he's not right.
But he's also very. And the problem with it is, bro, he's like the next big, like marketable Latino prospect.
Yeah,
handsome guy, like an Oscar De La Hoya vibe. You're getting out of the guy, right?
Tremendous
hands. And now the guy's coming
great
across
amateur
like
background.
And now he's like coming across like he's crazy. It's like he's ruining his whole brand is just going down the tubes of what you're trying to sell with the guy, right?
And his wife is coming out and saying there's something wrong with him.
Right. Wow. What if we just find out that he's a Trump supporter? And then they said, well, that's all that was really wrong with him.
Nah, there's something wrong. Yeah.
You know what's crazy is we have it's like literally like 40 something more days till the NFL draft.
Really?
It's like, God, it seems so freaking long, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, good grief. Well, the free agency starters, we're going to get to talk about that. So hopefully we'll have some free agent signings to talk about next. Joe, look that up. When is free agency start in the NFL? I think our next week's show, there's going to be some guys that have been signed that we could talk about. Because I don't like not talking about football for this long before. But this one, it's like, we talked about football for 25 straight weeks. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it's like 3 or 4 weeks, we don't talk about any football. We talked about that, but like, I want to get to like the more exciting stuff, you know?
Yeah, Wednesday, March 13th.
But next Wednesday, yeah.
And then also 3 weeks from today is opening day for baseball as well.
So. Oh, good. I saw Josh. I see Josh Towers in the gym almost every day, so he's going to come do the show with us for the baseball preview.
Yeah, do the preview, yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
So guess
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco's brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitz aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, and it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are piña colada and grape. So get Blitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
Yo, thank you very much for checking out K100 Sports. You got any opinions or comments, send them to K100Questions@gmail.com.